Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report as we close out the week before Christmas. Christmas coming up pretty soon, I'll tell you that. Have you been naughty? Have you been nice? Gotta ask. I hope everyone's doing well. I want to thank you so much for your support and belief and trust in this platform. You know, I mentioned yesterday, right at the end of the program, Brent House was talking when he left us, or the day before. Yes, the day before. My goodness. I'll get my days straight. When Brandon House was on, whatever day that was, we were talking about becoming an affiliate with Bill of Grace Global and how that's going to really underwrite the things we do there, folks. Check that out. It'll be in the it was in the program description link on Wednesday, I believe, is when he was on. So check that out. And it's a great product, a great products, plural. There it is right there. It really does a lot for inflammation. That's a big thing, okay? Among the products, the one product in particular does a lot for inflammation. And my wife has noticed a lot of difference. And I say that about certain products, and sometimes it's difficult to keep these straight, but this seems to work probably the best for her joints and for the inflammation part of things. And I noticed this too on my back, my neck, and even my hip, where this really has created a lot of it's caused me less pain. I mean, I'm in less pain upon movement. So check that out, Bella Grace Global. And of course, I have my own URL there. I'm not sure what it is. It's hagman.bellagraceglobal.com. All right. All right, check that out. A lot of news to get into here as the week wraps up. Of course, this has been a week like many others, you know, 10 years crammed into a week. Obviously, this week, Tucker Carlson began his live streaming service on what was formerly known as Twitter, of course. And I'll tell you this, he may have launched there. But rumor has it, and again, this is I don't know this for a fact, but I'm not 100% sure that Tucker Carlson completely trusts Elon Musk in terms of it really being a free speech platform. Now, that might seem a little odd, especially him bringing back Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and such. But we'll see. I think time will tell.
I would say use Elon Musk.
Yes.
Use him. Just be careful.
I totally agree with that. At this point, I think we have to be smarter. You know, Eric the Techie, you made some good points there. And I think we have to be smarter than the opposition. You know, it's amazing to me. And I'm, again, this is unscripted, but what amazes me is the sniping that goes on in the background of alternative media. Okay, I mean, the absolute worst of the worst of the worst. If you could not try harder not to come together as a group of conservatives. You can. I mean, it almost seems like the conservative America First movement is they I don't I don't know if it's egos. I don't know what the problem is. Okay, because, you know, I'll work with, I consider myself kind of an easy guy when it comes to working with others. All right. As long as our objectives are the same, as long as we recognize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, okay, as God, as long as we're, you know, look, and I don't care who gets credit for what, but man, no one can get their act together, it seems like, in the conservative America First Christian movements. It's all sniping. It's all, yeah, and we can't win that way. And I have to say, nor do we deserve to, if that's the case. A lot of things going on in the background this past week, of course, with Hunter Biden. And just so people understand what's going on here, because I've gotten a lot of emails about this, a lot of questions. Look, Hunter Biden was deposed this week. He showed up outside of the Capitol, gave a public statement saying, hey, this is all bull crap. I'm not going to, you know, basically, my dad had nothing to do with anything, which is demonstrably incorrect. It's wrong. It's a lie. And then he walks away. And people are saying, well, why didn't he show up for the deposition? Here's how it works, very simply. You've got initially, because there, when you have cameras in Congress or in a courtroom or whatever, but it, specifically in Congress, when you have cameras there, there's a lot of grandstanding. There's a lot of filibustering. There's a lot of crap that goes on. So to avoid that, the first appearance is a deposition without cameras. Okay, that's it's a closed door session. That's what he was subpoenaed to. But he doesn't want that. No, no, no. He wants to skip that step and go right to the cameras. And that's not how things are done. That look, the left didn't do it that way. And or I'm sorry, the right, no one does it that way. So, or at least that's not the proper way to do it. You have a closed door meeting, you do the deposition, you answer the questions, and then you go to the public hearings. And but Hunter, oh no, no. So he put what he would have said in the public side of the hearing to the media, didn't really answer any questions, and stormed off. That was the circus of Hunter Biden. Obviously, you know, you can't be cross-examined. You can't, I mean, it's just, that's just the way it was. All right. What other people, something else that happened this week that people need to know about is the Congress passed the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence version of FISA 702 renewal process. What does that all mean? This goes back to, let me just say this. There are two bills to modify the FISA 702 reauthorization in the House. One is H.R. 6611 from the House Intel Committee, and the second one is H.R. 6570 from the House Judiciary Committee. The Intel Committee expands the Domestic Surveillance Authority under modifications. The Judiciary Committee bill requires that the Department of Justice get a search warrant before they can look at incidental collection of American citizens. Now, both of these bills came out of committee, and they were scheduled for a floor vote, and which was taken, I believe it was on the 12th. Okay, there's on your screen is 6611. Okay, now, 46 of the deep state officials, including Rosenstein, Clapper, Morrell, they urged Congress to pass the FISA 702 renewal to expand domestic surveillance. That's what they want. And let me explain in a nutshell how this is expanded. Right now, let's say you go to, a coffee shop, and you're on your laptop and you're writing an email to Eric the Tech. And the intelligence community, they got their eye on you. The FBI, they got their eye on you. And so they come and they say, okay, under this FISA, okay, they get a warrant. And they get supposedly get a warrant. That, of course, you know, who knows. So they are able to take your devices really without a warrant. They're supposed to get a warrant, but they don't have to. Under this FISA 702 renewal. Now, with what was passed this week, think about this again. You're at the same coffee shop. You're using the same devices. This has been passed. Not only can they take your devices, they can go to the coffee shop and say, you know what? That was on your, using your broadband, using your whatever that's called, okay? Using your servers, using your stuff. So we are going to take information from your equipment, if not your equipment, depending on where it's at, itself. Do you see where I'm going with this? That's one of several expansions. Think about this for a second. Now, you've got deep state officials that are excited about this. Even some supposedly on our own side who are excited about this. So, our privacy is in the crapper. It's gone. Think about this with what's happened with Alex Jones and... there was a question. Now, this was at the Conservative Treehouse. There was a question about this. Is there a controlled information beta test underway? And someone asked, Alex Jones' theory of massive cyber attack, which we saw this past week, that requires a lockdown of the internet followed by a limited access / controlled internet where only approved or safe sites can be accessed, is both alarmingly believable and difficult to prepare for. It's also nearly perfectly mirrors the COVID playbook in this virtual way. The virtual lockdown, the virtual approved activities and sites, controlled information, and total censorship. And at Conservative Treehouse, Sundance comes out and says, well, where the heck do you guys think Jones came up with that theory? Go back to August of 2023. It's so transparently predictable that he created a drop-down category, Internet, for the citations and articles about it. Jones is describing what he called the shadow banning of the Internet, and he believes that the beta test was, in fact, that day, which was published on December 13th. Okay, so when outgoing links to external websites were currently down, do you remember that this week? Including Rumble, because our program, was that, again, I don't recall what day that was. I'm just saying that it was down. Many sites were down inside the United States. It was all over Twitter and so on. Okay, I wanted to get that out there. I have a lot more to get into as well, including, just to be clear what I said earlier, the Senate did pass the 2024 NDAA bill, 87-13. Now, that includes a four-month FISA extension. And just for good measure, just because they tossed in another $300 million for Ukraine. Okay, so they voted for, as expected, the Senate dropped all the woke restrictions from the NDAA. They added $30 million for Ukraine, along with a four-month extension of FISA 702 authority until April 19th, 2024. And you can bet your ass it's going to be extended and extended and expanded and expanded. Privacy's out the window. And if the founding fathers were here now, they would be shooting already. They would have been, they'd be hanging these people from lampposts. The vote for the rule, the vote in the Senate, 87 to 13. It's easier to cite the nays. You know what? I'm not going to do that. I'll put a link in the description box for the nays. All right. With that, I want to bring on right now a good friend of the program, part of the program, Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. If you want to interact with him, of course. If you want to tell him how good he looks, how bad he looks, you know, whatever. Randy Taylor.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you? Wrapping up a strange week, huh?
There's so much here. Okay. I've been, really for the past 4.5 hours, I've been going through everything I can go through. And, you know, we've got this new Obama movie. We spoke about that this week. We've got another, believe it or not, we got another film by Rob Reiner that I want to talk about. Okay, this is great.
Meathead strikes again.
I'm telling you. I remember on Saturday nights when I used to watch All in the Family, you know. Boy, I'll tell you.
I did want to throw this in real quick. That Nikki Haley.
Yes, yes.
She is all for it. That is a globalist with long hair. I'm just telling you. Oh. She's all about the digital IDs, people not being able to use the internet anonymously. She's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I would not vote for her. If you vote for her, you might as well vote for the Democrats. She's trouble. She's old UN material. She's been around globalists. A good part of her career. No good.
No.
Check that one off the sheet.
Well, speaking of that, let's kind of work backwards a little bit here to a
question. I just wanted to get that in.
No, I'm glad you did, because Roger Stone, I'll drop names. I mean, Roger Stone was talking about, you know, who would Donald Trump pick as his VP? Certainly not Nikki Haley. Certainly not Tulsi Gabbard, I don't believe. And, of course, not Pence again. But I'm kidding there. But I think we'll know probably mid-next year if we are even going to have Donald Trump with us, because I do suspect that there's a lot of things taking place, which leads me to this. And I want to show you and folks, I want to show the audience, and forgive me, audience, if I've shown you this. Again, this is kind of a week in review, but it's important, because here is what the people who watch this show regularly, here's what your neighbors are watching, here's what your friends, some of your, maybe not your friends, co-workers, your bosses, your underlings, here's what people are watching, okay? And this is a compilation of sorts about, gee, what would happen if President Trump was reelected? What would happen? This is video 12 in the show notes. Watch this. Oh, yeah, Eric the Tech was saying, usually I know where you're going. I had no idea. And so it's going to be a second. But
God, it's falling.
Yeah, I don't know, RT, if you've seen this. I think you have.
Yeah, I have. This is audience. You're going to hear all of this crap during the election cycle, believe me.
And it's just so funny, because this is what, you look at Biden, okay, when Biden, October of 2020, said, only dictators rule by executive order. The first day he signed, or the first 2 days, he signed 42. The closest next to him signed 6, and that was Donald Trump. And that was during his entire term. So, but watch this.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt.
I screwed up. That's video 11. I should have added, right, or I should have made. That's what you're seeing there is video 12. We'll do video 11. Or did I say video 11?
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is,
you can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America
and shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Hold that. Pause that.
Who is that?
Okay, I don't know, but look at that picture over her left, our right. Man, you know what? I hope, like, she's got a 3-year-old at home.
That's not like Beavis or Butthead, is it?
Doesn't that look like, I mean, holy crap.
That's her pride and joy, her kid.
It's probably her child, yes. There's her offspring, and they're getting a voting card.
I mean, you people better hope like her child drew that. Okay, now, you know, look, that's not the point of this, and I apologize if I offended anyone, but okay, continue.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy. Yeah.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
If he's reelected, he will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together urgently right now to stop that from happening.
Man, who in the...
Here's the sad part. They think that way. That's the sad part. 24 hours a day. That's the garbage that comes out of their mouth. It comes out of their mouth on TV, comes out of their mouth on the dinner table, comes out of their mouth in an elevator. They probably tell their doctor the same thing when they're getting their assholes. Ooh.
It's all right. It's all right. Here, bend over here. Let me tell you about Trump.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. While we're on the subject, let me talk about Trump.
Yeah.
Listen,
hey,
these people are sick, Doug.
Spread your cheeks.
There's something wrong mentally with anyone on the left. That's Canada, too.
But wait, before you get to Canada, because I want to talk about Canada, because Canada was mentioned in there. Everything they said, this Mr. Potato Head is done.
He's doing. J6 prisoners sitting in jail haven't been charged yet.
Oh, Trump's going to persecute his enemies.
Really? Really? And why would he shoot his wife?
Yeah, what the hell?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, he's gonna shoot the first lady. What is there trouble at home, Don?
You know what, Doug? These people are desperate. Only a desperate person would talk like that.
That's why this is so critically important. You're exactly right.
They are desperate. They're scared that their crap show is over. They're scared of the people. Even Klaus Schwab, you watch him in his videos now. There is a resistance growing. Yeah, it's kind of like World War II. They wanted to kill your ass, too.
Okay, so with that, now, the reason I selected that is this week, you're seeing the media, okay, and I got to tell you, with the exception of that, okay, they're pounding Trump down, right? But you're also seeing the media kind of losing faith in Joe Biden. Okay? And saying, well, you know, yeah, maybe the laptop was for real. So they're fixing on getting rid of Biden. Mm-hmm. Now, while Biden is cognitively impaired, Harris is just normally impaired, okay, cognitively, okay? Mm-hmm. While Biden's got dementia, Harris just ain't that smart.
Mm-hmm. That's okay? Not presidential material.
Exactly. No. So that you are correct. They are desperate.
She's got bad knees.
Yeah, and her knees are bad, even with the pillow.
Horribly bruised, yes. The left, here's what the left's doing. They know it was okay to say about the laptop and all that a year ago because they didn't think anyone would ever pursue it. They didn't think that Hunter Biden would be in front of a microphone trying to defend himself. They didn't think that. Now that it's happening, they're trying to grasp back and grab a little bit of credibility because they know the truth's coming out.
You're exactly correct.
So what they're trying to do is straddle themselves on that fence where hopefully they can say, well, we did say, you know, some time ago that Hunter Biden was guilty. Don't let him get away with it. Don't. In your head. Don't let him get away with it.
And just to be clear, folks, this is not about Hunter Biden, his crack use, his prostitution, his, you know, butt cheeks in the sauna.
He's a useful idiot.
Yeah, it's nothing about it. This. All roads lead to one person, and that is Obama through Joe Biden. You start pulling that thread of, as a matter of fact, if you can show that attachment, folks, take a look at your screen. If those of you who are watching this, there's an attachment I sent with the show prep. And there it is right there. Every strand in this web of corruption leads to the same spider. Okay, there is Obama. And you've got from left to, or from clockwise, you've got Wasserman Schultz, DNC chairperson at one point, DNC stooge, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Then you've got Hillary Clinton. And although there's no love lost between Obama and Hillary, you've got some, what would you call it? Some same goals. Then there's the former attorney general on his forehead. And, then, of course, you've got James Comey, the former FBI director. And you've got Lois Lerner above that, who I skipped. I apologize. So you've got the same groups, different, in some cases, different names, same groups attached to, in the same template, with Biden, with Obama, because it's Obama at the who's pulling the strings. Go ahead, sir. Your thoughts.
You know what? Obama is pulling the strings. The guy's got an office very close to the White House, fully staffed office, and he's in there. He's in there every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Ex-presidents don't do that. Ex-presidents go golfing. They get on their bikes and ride around in charity events. You know,
they paint.
Yeah, they do something, but they aren't sitting there running the country. I mean, the old man Bush did, yes. But he had his proxies, you know, he had his son. I mean, it was different. It was like you could pick up the phone and just call him and talk to him. This guy, Obama, is the globalist tool in the United States. If you have an enemy, someone you do not like, and you need to put a name and a face on it, that's the guy. Obama.
Yep.
Obama, if he stepped out of his house today, or his office, and accidentally got run over by a bus, you would see changes in the United States within weeks. Just strange things. And it'd probably be good. Maybe worse. Either way, you would see some serious changes. And it would be in various policies, like foreign policy. Biden's domestic policy would change. Old voices would jump up, like... Who's that head ex of the CIA that was...
John Brennan?
That one. That creature. Names like that, that were behind... I'm going to say names that were behind the impeachment process with Donald Trump would resurface. You notice a lot of quiet.
Yes.
Brennan, those guys, they're all quiet. Why? Because Obama's in charge. He was their boss then, and he is their boss now. Do not forget that.
No.
If you want to have a hard on for somebody that's in D.C., there's the guy, Obama.
And you're talking middle management. Obviously, you're not talking at the head. You're talking the manager of that Burger King at the White House. Okay.
Yeah, that one. He's the franchisee.
Exactly. And then you've got several
working
steps
for corporate. Yeah.
And okay. Now, you've also, along with this week, we saw a number of things roll out, including, well, there could be another lockdown. We saw the cyber attack attributed to China, but was it really China? So you hear about these global lockdowns, and this is what we saw this week. Did we see kind of a... Oh, I don't know, a potential...
Whoops. Into the future?
Yeah, did we see that? As well as the timing of the movie, of the Obama-funded movie, and with what happened with the cyber attack. But it was spoken about in video 11, which you just saw a preview of, or video 12, whichever one it was.
And not a mention of the cyber attack in Canada.
Isn't that
interesting? Was not on their news today. Not a peep. No one knows it up here.
Okay. That and
I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. So
it's funny to compare when you're like me and you move back and forth. It's funny to compare what you see in the U.S. and what you see in Canada. It's the same poisoned media. Remember, Canada's media is paid for by the government.
Right.
Okay, so it might as well be the North Korean media. They sing Trudeau's praises. They slam... Oh, anybody that is on the right now in Parliament is guilty of Trump tactics. They're bringing MAGA tactics into Parliament.
So what you're saying is
the liberals are in trouble in Canada.
Okay, so what you're saying is Canada's got the same problem as the U.S., obviously a different system, But instead of Canada first or America first, it's Canada first. And that can't be because it's got to be a globalist system. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. And Trudeau has been crapping all over the middle class ever since he's been in office, which is 6, 7, 8 years. He's been in office for a long time. And people are done. People are done. You can't buy a house in Canada. Why? Because you can't get a loan. Why? Because the interest rate is off the charts.
Okay. And if you don't mind, explain that to Americans, because when you told me this, I was shocked. Let me rephrase the question. Mm-hmm. If I moved to Canada, sorry about that.
Bring a tent.
I thought Eric Thick was yelling at me. If I moved to Canada and I want to buy a house, but I want a 25-year fixed or 30-year fixed mortgage, like I'm gonna live through that, right? You're telling me no?
No. When I first got married and we were up in Canada, I remember. We sold one house and we're going to buy another house. And that's when I found out that in Canada, the mortgages are 5 years. Not saying you have to pay the house off in 5 years. Don't think of it that way. It's just a 5-year mortgage. You'll go back in 5 years and renegotiate. If you get a really good interest rate, not a good interest rate, more of a, what do they call it, flexible?
Adjustable rate mortgage.
In some cases, they might give you a 10-year mortgage. Nothing more than that. You don't get 20-year, 25-year. That's what keeps... It really makes people nervous. It makes me nervous, okay? I'm nervous because there's a house up there, sitting there. Doug knows about this. I really would like to liquidate everything in Canada, personally, because this country is in serious trouble. But if I would put the house up on the market, the problem is nobody can buy it because they can't get a loan because of the interest rates. And I found this out last night, and there was a video they were doing on a hearing in Ottawa. They have active service members in the military sleeping in their cars. I want you to stop and think about that. Active duty military were sent to post where they can, and them and their family, cannot, one, afford a place, or two, find a place. I want you to stop and think about that. Active duty military sleeping in their car. You think it's not coming to the States? It's coming. Anything that happens anything happens in Canada, Doug, you and I know this. Yeah. Anything that happens here, it's almost like a trial ground, like a testing ground. And then, boom, you'll see it sneak into American society through American politics. Canada, if you have money in the bank, let's say you had $500,000 in the bank. Canada passed a law last year without saying a word. This was passed through Parliament. They can take your money and issue you a piece of paper and call it shares in the bank. They can take your money if Canada needs it. Now, anybody that knows Justin Trudeau or watches this little ass clown, okay, everywhere he goes, since he steps off the plane, he tries to buy his friendship in another country. They're fighting right now because the conservatives don't want any money going to Ukraine. Trudeau and Freeland, you know, those Nazi lovers, they want the money to go to Ukraine. So it's just like in the States. They're having a fight down there. They're having a fight up north. But ladies and gentlemen, these countries are tied together. And we keep an eye, please. We have a tendency, all of us do, to look at our own country. And go, you know, think kind of everything in the world resolved. Everything, fight with fights in the United States. The fight with fights in Canada. You're fighting for the world here.
Yes.
That's what we keep losing track of. Even the best of the best in our business, the conservatives that Doug was talking about, that are slicing each other's throats and screwing each other over. Everybody talks like it's just the U.S. It is not. This is the world.
But
that's why
there's, but isn't that's why the there's, focus though on the U.S. because we are the most heavily armed?
Yes, you are. The reason the focus is on the U.S. is because if they can collapse the U.S. either financially or taking those 7 million people and turning them into U.N. troops and disarming the U.S., okay, when the U.S. falls, the world is done. But I want everybody in the U.S. to understand you've got to fight because other countries depend on you fighting. Don't let these bastards win. I get emails every week from Romania. I get them from Australia. And I get them from Ireland. The world is in chaos. You're not seeing that on your internet because deals have been made with Google and Yahoo and these different things to not bring you the news unless you go looking for it. It doesn't pop up on your screen like it did 10 years ago. You got to go looking for it. And remember, the U.S. is the last stop. It is the only thing keeping the globalists from imprisoning us and killing us. And why? Because the United States is armed. That's ladies and gentlemen, keep it that way. Yeah. Quit talking about your guns on social media. Be prepared. They are coming.
In addition,
listen to me.
In addition to that, understand that states right now are coming after weapons through their own legislation moves. But there's also, I mean, you can go after the weapons federally, which Biden is attempting to do, that his people. But on a state level, they're attempting to take that a step further in different states. I had that prepared, but I don't have it right now in front of me. But go ahead.
You've got to, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to contact your sheriff in your county and tell him that he has to stand up to the feds. They can do it. The sheriff has more power than you think they do.
Yep.
Your sheriff can be that one that got between you and the enemies, the purveyors of Satan. Your sheriff can draw the line and say, you don't come in my county. You don't come here and take guns. If you do, there's going to be a problem. Your sheriff, your local sheriff, find him, talk to him, see where he stands or she. But I'm telling you, they're coming. All these people that they brought into the United States, stop and think about it. We're all like, well, the border's open. No, they're pouring over in droves. No, you can't do that. You have to treat them as if they're Al-Qaeda. Look at every one of those people coming over that border where it's middle-aged guys. They're 28 years old. They're in a woman and a kid in the crowd. You really got to look at, picture them with a rifle. Picture them with a blue helmet. Picture them in your driveway. Because that's where they're going to be. We're finding out that in Chicago, remember we were talking about New York, Doug, with buildings that were slated for demolition?
That yeah, suddenly I got something immigrants. On that, too.
Yeah, now it's showing up in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
And ladies and gentlemen, yeah. We stumbled on that. We stumbled on that because some guy posted it in Twitter just simply because it didn't sit right with them. It was just a regular Joe. I don't know who he is. But let me tell you, he opened up a file. We're looking into this.
Well, also,
there's something going on here, and we know now.
Ben Berkwam, has that information. Okay, now Ben Berkwam, this week, I think, right after you got that, Berkwam got that. I'm not going to say any more because I don't want anything compromised. I'm not going to talk out of school, okay? But I'll say this. That's coming up here momentarily. In fact, we can do that next, and that'll be just to make
sure. Here's what's cool about this show, ladies and gentlemen. Doug sent show notes. I haven't even looked at them yet, okay?
This video.
Serious. Eric. But it's funny how we think so much alike that the conversation will drift into what Doug was going to post on the show.
Exactly.
It's funny. It's just, that's what comes when you work with somebody for a lot of years, okay? And listen, these people that are supposedly in this Patriot movement, that are screwing other people in the Patriot movement, you need to knock it off.
Please. And I've got Please something on
knock
that.
Knock it off. We're on the same team. You know, Mr. Agman, Doug Agman, used to be super popular in this circuit. And like you know what? But I'm saying, do you see how they treat him now? Because he's good. They treat him like that because he's good, and they're afraid of losing. Oh, everybody wants to be the the first to discover something. You see what I'm saying?
See, Doug's always nailing it.
I know, that's the thing. We're not looking for glory. You know what? I would do this for 10 years if I saved one life. If I saved one life. We made that decision, Doug and I, 20 years ago. We had discussed it, and we said, you know what? We're going to do the counterterrorism thing, and if our only reward is one life saved, it was worth every hour, it was worth every penny. It cost Doug a fortune. It cost me a fortune.
Yep.
Protecting the country. It ain't easy running a website and forums and answering mails and having to go stand behind podiums and talk to people and this and that. That's not easy, but he did it. He did it. And when I joined forces with him, we both did it.
Yep.
We did it good. It's one of the reasons why people didn't die in the United States like they did on 9/11. Why? Because we were on the wall, man. And here's the thing. There's other people that want to get up on the wall, but they're under this impression that in order to do that, they've got to knock us off the wall. No. There's a lot of room on that wall. We need more protectors. We all need to work together.
And we'll pull you
together.
Up.
Together. We will bring you up with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, stop and think about it. If you're singing the song, if you're a patriot, I mean, stop and look at the guests that come on this show. They're people that you've probably never heard of sometimes. But you notice after the show, you're glad they were there. That's the only way we're going to be. The left has got us beat on loyalty. They are so loyal to each other. It blows my mind. On the right, it's the same thing in Congress. Look at Congress. The GOP is cutting each other's throats. That's why they're not getting anything done. They're all out to get each other. What the hell is going on there? Look at the left. They're always solid with each other. We suck. We suck. And we better get it together, or there's not going to be an election. There's not going to be a next year. There's not going to be a Donald Trump. People, we better get it together. And look at Donald Trump. We as the Republicans, as the GOP, we failed the man. He got taken off the lunch in the White House, and what were we doing?
Some would say that he failed us, and he failed the people on from January 6th. Look, there's.
I don't know what he can do. I don't know what he can do about the January 6th except pay your legal fees. I really don't know what he can do. I guarantee the second he's president, he'll probably be writing that executive order on the way back to the White House from the ceremony. I fully expect him.
I would hope.
He was talking about dictator for a day. I'm cool with that. Do it to it, brother.
Hey.
Do it to it. Call me if you need me. I'll be there. Crippled in a wheelchair. I'll be there.
You know, Owen spending 60 days in solitary, or much of his time in solitary. Look, that's part of the bigger problem of the others unnamed who are there, who are in a hole somewhere. No one knows their name. And, you know, every night at 9 o'clock, they sing the national anthem. But, you know, it's great, but But you know something? We need to do more. And that has brought more attention onto us. And I'm going to be getting into that, but I want to do this step by step. Okay, I want to show you the video. Before I do show you the video, I want to thank you for your support, because it's sorely needed, and I appreciate you, whether you support our sponsors or you support us directly. Thank you so very much. I want to just mention again, trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. And I say again, because I've been talking about them quite a bit this month. You know, it's your stomach fat. It's been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all. It's linked to so many health issues, folks. It really has. And I know I'm kind of going backwards, okay, with my talking points. But I want you to really understand that this is a health issue. It really is a something that you need to be considered or be concerned about, because when I could have done something about this, I didn't, and I suffered the consequences. Interestingly enough, when you've got this apple or pear body shape with the large waistline specifically, you're at higher risk for health issues than other body types. And this is essentially because this belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on other organs and some of the most vital organs there. And that's a big reason why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoroughly formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth that promote reduced fat storage, help speed up the breakdown of fat and support weight management, reduce cravings and boost metabolism. Simply take a serving each morning like I do, and one more at night like I do, in the evening, that is, after or during or around supper time. And your body, this will give your body the nutrients it needs to help supercharge your weight management efforts. Folks, the best part I like about this, I really do, in fact, I love this part, is you can get 51% off for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, free with every order for a limited time. And I've got to tell you, you better take advantage of this before they do sell out. And by the way, I've heard from numerous people already that they've had some great results from this product. I can show you the emails, but maybe next time I'll show you some of the emails, minus the personal information. But you'll get gifts, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Two free new ebooks titled The Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. So, folks, get yours now, right now, by going to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com, trimwithdoug.com. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for every order, and this is something I like about them, and I made sure this was accurate, and I can guarantee you this is. They donate. Well, I guess you can say we, because you're ordering through us. We donate a nutritious meal to a hungry child in your honor through our partnership with NoKidHungry.org. And to date, BioTrust has provided over 5 million meals to hungry kids. So please help BioTrust hit their goal this year of 6 million meals. That's just an incredible thing. TrimWithDoug.com. That's TrimWithDoug.com. Really appreciate them to be a sponsor. Now, with what Randy was talking about the warehouses, this, how this came about, I don't want to get too far into the granular details, but Ben Bergwam had, let me make sure I've got the proper one. This would be video number 3, Eric the Tech. Ben Bergwam was in Chicago. Okay, now he was there at the airport. I think we showed the airport video. But then he went elsewhere in Chicago. And this is the elsewhere part. This is what Randy Taylor was talking about. Okay.
And this is after the New York exposure.
This, correct. Okay. So you've got what's going on in New York, where some of the best hotels are being paid by the federal government to kick
and buildings slated to be demolished.
Correct.
That's the list we got our hands on.
Right. And thank you. How can I put this? If you want this to be private, the information, if you're a whistleblower and you've got lists of locations where these people are, and you want them into the right hands, they can get triple, quadruple exposure. Send a copy to rt@hagmanpi.com. Okay.
By all means, people, you're not bothering me when you send email.
Okay.
At all. It's a great channel to get things into the office.
Correct. And the reason I say that is because there are things in place there that will not expose your identity. Okay.
So, that's right.
I'm not going to go any further than that, but take a look at video 3 and consider the magnitude of what you're about to see. Here it is.
Dice la palabra de Dios que si confiesas con tu boca y crees en tu corazón, Jesús murió por tu pecado, será salvo. Está bien fácil a aceptar la salvación.
¿Tres mil? Yeah.
Wow.
Una sola albergue. And the whole thing. Okay. Wow. So they're just saying they're looking for work. This guy here, he's got his family here. One guy has 4 kids and his wife. The other guy has 3 kids and his wife. They're looking for work. Their appointments aren't till 2026, 3 years from now. They're living in this building. I guess the entire building now has been taken over. You see people going in, all doors, coming out all doors, crossing traffic. But the one lady said there's 3,000 people here. They said 3,000 people from that building all the way down here. I'm seeing several hundred right here, right now, but massive, massive numbers here. It's unbelievable. It's the layers of this issue are deep. And just speaking to the pastor, they're a local church here. He felt the Lord say, come and bring soup, keep people warm. I'm telling you, it's freezing. My hands are freezing. And this isn't even cold for Chicago. It's in the 30s, but this isn't even cold for Chicago. The lows are going to be in the 20s, but you know, it gets way colder than that. And this is just the beginning of what's coming. So you have some churches like these guys that just want to help. He literally, that pastor gave the shoes off of his feet to somebody. He got kids out here with they're not equipped. You know, coming from Venezuela, coming from Central America, where you're used to tropical conditions, and all of a sudden you show up in the Northeast and it is freezing. It's tough. But the problem is you've got no end in sight. And you've got homeless people. You've got thousands of homeless people in Chicago already. You've got thousands of people in poverty already. And now you're inviting more in to this situation. And I just got confirmation that this facility here, they said, has 2,700 people in it. 2,700 people from the building down there all the way down here. All of these old warehouses are all full now, all the way down to this side here. 2,700 people is what I was just told. This is an absolute disaster. You're gonna have people getting run over. If you got 3,000 people living here, you're gonna have people getting run over. Just like we saw yesterday down at Pritzker Park, all of this, you end up getting the criminal element of it too, where you've got these gang members, Tren de Agua and these other gangs coming up from Venezuela, but coming up from all these different countries that are bringing that gang mentality. They come up here, they can't work, they don't have papers, they have no way to make an income, and then you throw them into society. And so you've got, now they're becoming drug dealers, they're becoming pimps, they're becoming extortionists, they're robbing, they're doing all of this criminal activity. And the backdrop of all of this, it's just an absolute, absolute, total, total disaster. Brought to you by Joe Biden, brought to you by Mayor Johnson, brought to you by the open borders Democrats that have invited this. Not just this year, not just since Joe Biden's taken office. This has been a work in progress for 40 years by these communist leftists. We just had a vehicle come, this van come and drop everybody off. Just arriving. Venezuela? Venezuela? Everybody's looking for work. They're all looking for money. They all don't have papers. And so you've got just, you're inviting criminal activity. You've got guys that are just out here. As soon as I got out of my car, I actually had my car running. As soon as I got out to film those people getting out of the bus, these couple guys just came and kind of surrounded the vehicle here. The car's running. And so very high likelihood if I walked any further, this car would disappear. But all of this is happening because of what they've invited in. So you're inviting criminal activity. You're inviting people to break the law because they invite them in here. They have no way to feed their families. They're relying on the generosity of the local community when the local community down here on Southside Chicago is poor as it is. So now you're taking money from impoverished community. That's why the black community is so pissed off. You're going to have accidents out here because you're taking money from them to give to people that just arrived when you're already out of money. As soon as I got back in my car, these two guys started walking away. There's no doubt in my mind, had I walked any further, this car would have been stolen. No doubt. And then, so you have people showing up, offering to give them work. You have random people come down and say that they're going to give them work, but they don't have any idea what they're here to do. They don't have any idea if they're honest people. So you're gonna have massive more cases of child trafficking. Kids are gonna go missing. The people are gonna be extorted. This is set up for modern day slavery. Damn Democrats, these leftists, inviting all of these people who have no opportunity. Every single street I go down where you've got these massive facilities, you've got beggars, you got people out here with their kids begging, and it's freezing. It's in the 30s, low 30s, high 20s. These guys sitting out here with their kids, with their supposed kids. Nobody knows. Nobody's vetting. They're just pumping them in. It's truly shocking. Like, the fact that all of this is just being like, oh, we're just such great humanitarians inviting this in. No, you are child traffickers. You are murderers. You are rapists. You are slave traders. That's what's happening in America right now because of the Democrat open border policies.
And the rhinos as well, and RT.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they sleep at night. The people in Congress. Yeah. And this was good.
No, okay, that was, I believe, taken on the 10th. Based on my notes, and I think I know they're accurate. So that was taken on the 10th or posted on the 10th. But here's the other part of this. Okay, what you saw there were families. Okay, now.
Yes.
Okay, now, there's a difference between the families that are being put in these warehouses, okay,
right,
and these what we've talked about in the past, these military-age males who are given cell phones and a stipend.
They're not outside begging. That's the big key.
There it is.
Big key.
And then in addition to that, there's a third element here that people need to really, really understand is you will see buses pull up or buses pull up and women with young girls and young boys get off, and they're actually physically, and I could show you video after video, but folks, you can imagine this. You don't have to see this. Pulling these children by the arm. They're not the same race. You could tell that they're not the same, you know,
it's not Annie Joe and
they're not related.
It's not family.
No, exactly. And they refuse to provide any identification as to who the adults, that is, as to who they are and the relationship to the children. So you've got the trafficking element into this. So you've got the families who are burdening the communities. You've got the military age men and women in some respects who are receiving that stipend and UN directions, and then you've got the sex trafficking. So this is not one size fits all. This is an invasion that has been constructed by DHS Mayorkas under Obama / Biden's direction to fill this country, to take the country down, number one, Cloward and Piven with the families, to invade the country, Red Dawn 2.0, with the military. And the third thing, the child sacrificing, you might as well say that, sex trafficking, currency of the global elite, whether that's just a stopover or the end destination being America. So you got the three parts here that people really need to understand. Go ahead.
And it's the ones that disappear into society. Yeah. Their handlers, and they're picking them up. The cell or the support, terrorists. We have so many terrorists in this country now. It's unbelievable. And I fully expect the next big problem in the U.S., the next false flag, is going to have these type of people behind it or performing it.
You got
so
it.
You can't leave your borders open like this and not expect trouble. There is trouble coming. I did want to say this, and this came up yesterday. Mexico, the country of Mexico, actually now in children's passports, it's got a picture of mom and dad too now to help try and slow down this child trafficking. The U.S. isn't doing anything.
No.
Mexico is.
Mexico, but let's not be fooled, because the president of Mexico, it's bad there as well. I mean, let's not.
Well, they're the ones they're sending them up. And what they've done is they've created a corridor through their country to where the people further south could just blow right through and hit our border. And Doug said the three groups. Remember, you got that fourth group that just disappears into the wind.
Yes.
What name do they use for now? The gotaways. The getaway gotaways. They actually call them that. The gotaways.
Yeah, the gotaways. Now, the gotaways do have elements of all three, but in particular, the gotaways are the trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
they're dangerous.
And you know, folks,
we've got a problem.
We didn't just make this up. Okay, we've been working on this for really for a couple of years to understand this, and you know, you have to wonder who feeds the information to people like Ben Berquam or Todd Benzman or others. Okay, that's you. That's you, folks. Yeah.
You people out there with computers, you, when you have information, serious information, or something you stumbled on that nobody's talking about, and you think it's important and needs to be on the air, you let us know. Because if it's important, we will put it on the air. Okay? But please don't send me crap, okay? If you know something that keeps you awake at night, there's your guide. Keeps you awake at night. Drop me a line. RT@HagmanPI.com.
And if it's already on social media, we know about it. Okay.
Chances are we've already seen it now.
Yeah.
But there's secrets. Everybody's got secrets, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now here's what we're going to do with this program today. This program is going to run all weekend. I mean, this is going to be the seminal program for the week, okay? So, folks, please share this with your family, friends, neighbors, boss, whatever. Make your employees watch. I'm kidding. But I'm just letting you know, this will be... Steve Quayle could not make it for the Thursday show. He wasn't, well, you know, look, he was on with Alex Jones. He's been doing so much. The guy's tired out. Keep him in your prayers and thoughts, please. simply put, and I don't know how many people saw him with Alex. Great job that he did talking about the monetary situation. But this next video here, okay, and now we're going to segue a little bit, RT. This next video here in the show notes, it's, goodness gracious, I think I mislabeled them all. You'll be able to tell, folks. This is video four. It says video five on the show notes to Eric the Tech, but this will be video four. Now, when you are, when we, RT and I, as well as others, and Eric the Tech, when we give you information like this, you heard about the FISA 702. You heard about the, quote, sedition hunters looking for additional people to persecute for January 6th. That's right. I didn't misspeak there. This is what happens. The surveillance state expands, and it expands because of the left, but also because of the globalist right. This next video is Kash Patel. I think it was earlier this week. It might have been last week, but it's relevant this week. Explaining how Christopher Wray, the FBI, have been surveilling Americans illegally. And it's so important for everyone to understand. And it ties directly with the FISA 702 vote that took place this week as well. Go ahead.
Kash Patel joins me. Kash, you kind of became infamous today, which is great. They're all cowering about Kash, the CIA director, coming. But I want to talk a different topic. I'm not sure everybody in the audience understands this, but Speaker Johnson, he got intimidated by the intelligence community. They get all over you with these, you know, SITK and top secret reports, and they get all in your head. And next thing you know, you're listening to Chris Wray. Tell us what happened today. It's not great news, but we got to be realistic about this. What happened, brother?
Look, there's this surveillance tool called 702. It's part of the FISA program, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's a very specific tool. I used it when I was a terrorism prosecutor, manhunt terrorist. I used it when I was at JSOC targeting terrorists to be taken out by our special forces operations. I'm the guy that's going to tell you when you use it lawfully, it works brilliantly. What happened today, though, was a complete laydown. After the Russiagate investigation, where Devin Nunes and I led the exposure of the corruption at the FISA court, we implemented all these reforms. And Chris Wray went on to violate every single notion of 702. Last year alone, he had 274,000 illegal queries of 702 against American citizens. Okay, what is 702? It allows us, through a warrant process, to go and surveil terrorists overseas. What did Chris Wray and the FBI and DOJ do? Weaponized it against Americans domestically within the United States of America while they were weaponized their law enforcement.
Full stop. The reason this is outrageous, Speaker Johnson, tell about the problem we had with these clowns in 16 when they're trying to shut down and trying to steal the election for Hillary Clinton. It's not like this just came up out of nowhere. There was already a massive issue, right? It was already a massive issue. And Wray was brought in partially. He committed to take care of this. Chris Christie and these guys, they will take care of it. It's gotten worse, has it not, sir?
It has, because they got their clean authorization. On this one, I think, is a failure for conservative Republicans and people who care about surveillance in this country. Chris Wray wanted a clean reauthorization. Chris Wray. Chris Wray, who violated the 702 bill 274,000 times to illegally search against American citizens in the United States. And he comes to Congress and says, oh, I fixed everything. It's all good. I got it. Nothing to see here. The guy who covered up Russiagate, the guy who allowed Donald Trump to be
surveilled. 274,000 illegal spying on Americans. Instance of spying on Americans. He admitted to in a congressional.
Unbelievable, man.
Okay, and just so people know this, Randy Taylor and Northeast Intelligence Network and this platform, we were responsible for the 702s at one point, the legal 702s, based on our intelligence that we submitted to the FBI back in, I think it was, oh, whatever, the early aughts. Okay, so what they've done is they've turned their guns inward, and now Ray admitted it, 274,000 illegal spying on Americans. And that's Moms for Liberty, that's Randy Taylor, that's Doug Hagman, that's Eric the Tech, that's it's everybody. But go ahead and continue.
Surveilled unlawfully, the guy who surveilled houses of worship and 274,000 Americans, and Mike Johnson just stuck it in the NDAA, a clean reauthorization till at least April, I think it is. That's like him doing the CR till January and February. I don't understand. We had all of the reforms built in. We wrote them out 3 years ago, and they couldn't get their stuff together in time.
Remember, the NDAA is an issue of itself. They haven't been able to bring that because it's still got too much woke and weaponized. This is why Senator Tuberville is such a hero. It's still the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is a must pass, they keep telling us, is loaded. The thing's 9,000 pages long. It's loaded with woke and weaponized. That's not out. Then Johnson sits there and slides it in, you know, page 2,400 thing, the one line that kicks the can down the road to April. Brother, you got to stand in the gap. We understand it's complicated. We're understanding they're going to scare the hell out of you, just like they tried to scare the hell out of you on Ukraine. At least the Senate got into almost a brawl last night, duking each other out because they know the lies the military's telling them. They know the lies that Jake Sullivan's telling them. Finally, people are standing up. You know why? This audience. Because you see them back home, you go, what in the hell are you doing on Ukraine? The NDAA stinks to high heaven. You made it stink even more. I understand it's tough, but you must stand in the gap. This was an easy one, was it not, Cash?
We had it all laid out for them. We'd been working on it for literally 5 years. We caught them abusing it against Donald Trump. Now the mainstream media is telling us that we, the Trump folks, are going to carry out acts of vengeance, which is totally false. What they are doing now by reauthorizing 702, a program they abused against Trump supporters, are the ones that...
And Catholics, all Catholics. You saw Hawley yesterday. You saw, hang on. If Trump wants to be such a dictator, if Kash Patel is going to be such a terrible CIA director, if Steve Bannon is so awful, why are we the ones fighting for the fact that we can't surveil people domestically, American citizens? That means all you scumbags on the left. We don't care. You're American citizens. Do what you want. Right? We'll catch it later, but we're not going to use the American Gestapo. We're not going to play that game, have the, like you do, like have turned the FBI into a Gestapo to then surveil American citizens and Catholics saying the rosary at abortion clinics and patriots out there that you say, oh, they're domestic extremists. We're saying, let's get away from that power. Is that Cash? That's the biggest tell ever. They want it because they want to keep surveilling American citizens that happen to be MAGA. We're sitting there going, no, we don't want the ability to surveil you because it's not American. We're going to beat you another way, okay? We're not going to use tools of the Nazis and the Soviets, right? We're not going to use the lives of others like Stasi, like the movie show The Stasi did.
Okay,
Cash Patel.
You can watch the rest of that clip at HagmanPI.com, and I urge you to do this back to back. And RT, I'm going to come to you next. Rob Reiner, you've heard about Obama's funded film, Leaving the World Behind, or whatever it's called. Isn't that what it's called?
I saw that last night. I watched that last night.
Yeah. Okay.
With Julia Roberts in it.
Right. Talk about predictive programming. That's not enough. Okay, what now? That's the bigger picture. Okay, kind of hanging on with what Kash Patel was talking about and what I mentioned earlier about the 702s. Here are their enemies in this minute 40-second trailer of Rob Reiner. God and Country, that's the name of the film that's coming out. Pay very close attention who the enemies really are. Here it is.
America and Christianity are like baseball and apple pie, and we celebrate them together.
I was 16, 17 years old when I became a Christian.
I'm an evangelical minister.
I've been a Christian my whole life.
I'm a Christian nationalist. I have nothing to be ashamed of because that's what most Americans are.
Is Christian nationalism Christian?
No, it isn't.
We should be blazing forth as a countercultural example, and instead, we're leading the charge of malice and division.
Christian nationalism uses Christianity as a means to an end, that end being some form of authoritarianism.
Being a Christian is about the values of inclusion. Christian nationalism is certainly not based on the values of the gospel.
God wants America to be saved.
They're told over and over and over again that you're in danger.
You need to fight if you don't want to lose your country.
We are in a civil war between good and evil.
This is not a movement about Christian values. This is about Christian power.
What happens to the people who don't believe this stuff?
We are on the precipice.
God is on our side.
We're taking our nation back.
The thing that keeps me up at night is that we lose democracy.
Does that seem possible?
Yes.
Christianity at its best is committed to love and truth and justice. If we do this right, what a country we will be.
This is the biggest piece of shit propaganda by the biggest piece of shit ever. That
Rob Reiner. Pigs work.
That's right. So we are the targets. You can't be a Christian and an American patriot.
I guess they haven't read the Bible.
Apparently not. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Words of wisdom.
Yep.
But see, people are talking about a lot of this big picture, but they're not talking, I mean, and I hope, hopefully they will be now, talking about Rob Reiner slipping this kind of under the radar to program the atheist, the trans movement, the people by saying, look, Your neighbor is your enemy. They want you dead. You keep America First is, and Christianity can't coexist. That's how they are splitting this nation. And if you keep the Rob Reiners in high esteem, then aside from a moron, you're a danger to our representative republic. Go ahead, sir.
A film I watched last night, Leaving the People Behind, Julia Roberts, Kevin Bacon, and I can't think of his name. Anyway, what they were trying to say, too, at the end, throughout the movie, was that there's really nobody at the top running anything. All these things just happened, and how they're almost intimating to me that there should be a globalist government. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause all these things could happen, and there's the horrible worst part is nobody's doing it. It's just happening. It was a propaganda job. Some of the crappiest acting I've ever seen in my life. And I like Julia Roberts. I always have, as far as an actress, you know. Kevin Bacon. I've always liked Kevin Bacon. But that movie last night was pathetic. It was really a pathetic movie. The acting in it was awful. The message was just as bad. It's just, we're going to be hitting hard with propaganda, especially now that we're going into an election year. So they want Donald Trump out there doing stuff in court to try and get him out. They're hoping he's put in jail. I'm going to tell you, if they stick Donald Trump in jail, I think the place will come apart. I really think the country's going to, because he's like one of the last lifelines that this country's got. There's a couple of lifelines, but he's one of them. Going that route, you know, actually voting someone in. I don't know how you vote yourself out of tyranny. And if we do, it'll be the first time I've ever seen it in history. Somewhat like that in Romania, that they kind of voted sort of the bad stuff out, but it's a fight. It's a fight no matter what. Canada's in serious trouble politically, economically. The U.S. is getting themselves into serious trouble, and this Ukraine thing has to stop, the funding of it. It's got to stop, because I don't know where this money's going. It's not going into training troops. These guys, the Ukrainian troops are surrendering left and right, and there's video out there of it. And it's not made up. It's not staged. There's actually a radio frequency on their radios where the Russians are telling them, look, man, you can surrender. And they're doing it. We've seen back in Kiev and all, people are eating at McDonald's, going to the library, going to school. Where is this huge bloody battle that and war that everybody's talking about? I don't know. But there's billions being dumped into it. I just think it's U.S. political people in the political system that use that for a money laundering thing.
Yep.
It got damaged a bit during when Russia moved in, and they're trying now to dump money back in. I'll bet you every time they send money, I'll bet anybody here $10 that someone is smiling in Congress, if not a bunch of someones in Congress and in the Senate, knowing they're getting a kickback.
Oh, yeah. I think it's laundered and brought back to D.C. at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because it's not being used to train troops in Ukraine. If it is, I'd sure like to know where. Are you training them at McDonald's? Are you training them to play Army? Are you training them to repair roads? What are you training them to do? It's not to fight.
Did you see that picture? I'm not sure. I received it from someone in the military or with contacts in the military of the recruits from Ukraine. And these were men probably about as fit as you and I would be.
Yeah. I saw that more towards the beginning of the conflict. Oh, and listen, Putin is playing with Ukraine. You have to understand. It's like we had Moore on here, John Moore, Beyond Them Monday. Moore said it too, and I've said it before in the past numerous times. If Russia wanted Ukraine to take Ukraine, it'd take about a week.
Yeah.
That's it. Russia is still a superpower. Ukraine is not a superpower. And the money that we've been sending to Ukraine and Canada's been sending to Ukraine isn't making it into the military.
And Zelensky, by the way, is not president of Ukraine. He's the dictator of Ukraine. Let's mm-hmm. get this straight. And you're not propping up a democracy, as they call it, but a right. dictatorship.
Yep. Yep. This is a smoke and mirrors job to the big time. And Lindsey Graham, I have no use for that man.
What a bunch of morons these people.
Yeah, he just, the things that he is pro this, pro that, I wouldn't give that guy a dollar to spend. Lindsey Graham should be gone out of his seat. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's time to vote, get rid of that ass. He is an ass.
I'm gonna say this, and anyone, including Johnson, who... You know, moment, I had maybe 3 or 4 seconds of hope there. He's out. He was out lunching with Paul Ryan. That should tell you everything you need to know. Really.
Ryan has caused more damage in the GOP than probably any other single member of the same party.
Yeah.
And he does it behind the scenes.
Oh,
because when he sits on the board at Fox.
When he so was speaker, man, he was okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
On the board at Fox. Again, mm-hmm. it should tell you everything you need to know.
Exactly.
My brother, we're out of time. This program, because of the wait and because of the weekend wrap and because we are a company that does the field work, this is going to run back to back, and I appreciate my friend Randy Taylor, who I will be seeing, I think, maybe later today, tomorrow, whatever, because that's what we do. And please pray for us as we work with as we work with these organizations.
And thank you for your support, your financial support. And please, folks, during Christmas, I know it's tough because it's tight, but we welcome any you send. And Heavenly Father, protect us, all of us.
Amen.
Please, Lord.
All right. Thanks, brother. God bless you.
Right on.
See you later. Eric the Tech, right. Thank you, my friend. We'll be seeing
later,
you
Eric.
Now. Have a good one.